This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for salvation today that I received from the teaching of God's commandments. And truly the Word of God says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And truly we're being taught that thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. And the beautiful thing about the teaching is that we know what God is requiring, that God is requiring us to live holy. We've been washed and cleansed through the keeping of God's word. And now I present unto you our great pastor, one that does and teach the word of God, our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. Elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointing that's going on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy. They live the life, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk about Jesus tonight, as we always do, but how so many are looking for him. But to see Jesus, you must see him through the scriptures. We're going to talk about that. Until then, as the scripture says, let's go back to Moses. For he wrote of me. Thank God.
Find me from the beginning.
Yes, for he wrote
Thank
beautiful,
God.
Beautiful.
We're going to go back to Moses. Beautiful. Thank God. Notes might be off a little bit, but that's all right. We're going to stay in the spirit.
All
thank
right,
God.
Right.
Go ahead, Deacon.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us, area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with all that have an ear to hear.
Yes.
And those that are striving to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. This scripture is true. Just like all the scriptures, as the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture has said. Because the Lord came according to the scripture, and so do you and I. As the scripture says, my sheep hear my voice. And I thought about this, meditating on this, even in the days when he came, he always referred to the Jews. Well, he was a Jew, but the difference was he was a true Jew. He was talking to a race of people that didn't receive him. The Jews are no different from Greeks, blacks, Chinese, Africans, whatever. They're all Gentiles. They're all the same, unless you're born again. Blacks don't receive us. Whites don't receive us. Many different cultures don't receive us because we're in the spirit. Not because they're black. But if I were to tell you what I thought about some of our leaders of the past, the blacks would try to kill me because of their offense of being so offended. That's what happened to Jesus. He was a natural Jew. And he always said, the Jews. He said, if my servants were of this world, they would fight for me. But now you're turning me in the hand of the Jews. The Jews killed him. He was talking about a natural people. He wasn't caught up in race, and neither are we today. We're caught up worshiping God in the spirit, not the natural. And when he came, so many didn't recognize who he was because they saw his natural body and still didn't recognize who he was. It's not about seeing a natural body. Now, what about you and I and the churchgoers today? We don't see a natural body, but if you don't see him through the scriptures, you yet cannot see him. You're seeing him through a carnal vision that was painted by the forefathers. Whether that forefather was black, white, blue, or red, don't make a difference. When you don't have a vision through the scriptures of Jesus, you don't see him. But to see him, you've got to follow the scripture. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go there, St. John 12 and 12. That's what he said. Believe on me as the scripture is saying, not as someone is painting the picture or as you see a picture that's been painted. It's not like that. That's why they love this new version of Jesus, because Jesus is the same yesterday and day forever. They don't like the Old Testament. They say, oh, God was raw. He's yet raw. If that's the way you view him. He was merciful then. He's yet merciful. And he didn't change because he got in a body. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten. He was yet God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 12 and 12, what does it say?
On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Now they heard he was coming, and he came like the scripture said he was coming. But the Jesus that we know about in most of the churches say, well, he rose on the first day of the week, and he was killed on Good Friday, which was the sixth day. That's not the Jesus that I recognize and worship. They painted a lie. And the mass of the people believe it. They believe it because they can't see. As the Lord said, you do err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. They don't know the scripture. And these forefathers don't know anything, just like Nicodemus. Oh man, we're back in his mother's womb. The second time. He wasn't spiritual. And he was a teacher. He was carnal minded. But because he believed, he was converted. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
13th verse.
Took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel.
Wait a minute, they knew this is the King coming now. How'd they know that? Here cometh the King of Israel. That's what?
That cometh in the name of the Lord.
What?
And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon. As it is written.
He did everything that's written. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
As the Lord has said, what's written, if you love me, keep my commandments. How plain is that?
Yes.
But the preachers tell the people, oh, the commandments are done away because God knew we couldn't do them. What is Jesus talking about? Or if you keep the commandments, you got to keep all those. Well, that's what it takes. That's what he said, keep the commandments. But I believe the commandments consist of 10. And everything that's listed today and yesterday is broken down from the 10.
That's right.
It's yet law.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
If you don't honor your brother or your fellow man, you run red lights, you do things against that one, you're still breaking God's law. We got to do everything according to what's written. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So as was written, fear not, daughter of Zion. Mm-hmm. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. What?
Yes. These things understood not his disciples at first.
At the first, what?
At the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him.
What?
And that they had done these things unto him.
Everything that was done unto him and everything he did was written because he came to fulfill the scripture. He came to fulfill truth. He said, I came to bear witness of the truth.
Yes.
Just who he was supposed to be. He said the word was made flesh. That's what he came. He was made flesh. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten. Isn't that beautiful? Let's read the 20th verse. What does it say?
Yes. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast.
What?
The same came therefore to Philip, which was of
Bethsaida
of Galilee.
And what?
And desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus.
We want to see him. Because in order to see the Lord, you got to go through a body.
Yes.
You have to go through the cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
Whether it's today or in the scripture. You got to go through both. Somebody, if they get the vision, they're going to get it through the cloud of witnesses, through the scriptures.
Yes.
That's what's going to show you who he is.
All right.
Like he told Thomas, blessed are those that believe and haven't seen him. I haven't seen him naturally so, but I see him very plain through the scripture.
Beautiful, yes.
I don't need to watch the story, Ten Commandments. I see the Ten Commandments in the scripture, what happened. I don't want to watch it. Now, it's entertaining. Nothing wrong with it. And we understand if you follow the scripture, they add a whole lot of detail.
Yes, Pastor.
But that's not what's written. Incidentally, we're getting a picture of Noah's Ark. And Deacon Darrell found the picture of Noah's Ark. And I said, that's a beautiful picture, bruh. I was telling Deacon Fina that. You know why it was beautiful? Because in the Ark, it was all lit up on the side. Sister Perry said, ain't but one window there. How do you get all the many windows in there? I said, you know, that's right. Because it just looked good.
Right.
Like it lit up at night in the water. Ooh. We're going to black all those windows out. Because there ain't but one window and one side door.
Yes.
And I would say that God had one window so you couldn't see all the destruction was happening.
Right. Yes.
Don't look out, Aaron. Don't look and see death.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Till it's time.
Beautiful, yes.
Read.
Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus.
Isn't that beautiful? So you're looking for God. You go to those that serve with him. Those that have been with him, walk with him, and talk with him. I believe John did that. John didn't change anything. John, Peter, all of them, they remembered the Sabbath day, just like he did, just like the Father did. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Go to 10 and 24, St. John. What does that say? 10 and 24.
Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him.
Wait a minute, why do you think it says the Jews? Because the writer, they were Jews too. But it wasn't about the spiritual Jews, about that natural Jew. It'd be no different. I write today. He said, yeah, and the blacks did. So he said, what are you doing? You black? We're in the spirit.
All right, go ahead.
And they were in the spirit. That's why they didn't recognize calling them Jews as being wrong, because it was all about the natural for them.
Yes.
The Jews.
Yes.
Round about him. What? Mm-hmm.
And said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Wait a minute. Tell us plainly. Because they couldn't figure out who he was. But they weren't believing the scriptures, because the scriptures told him.
Yes.
It told everyone who he was. The prophets spoke the scriptures, but they didn't believe them. That's why they couldn't see. Tell us plainly.
Yes.
What did he say?
Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness
of me. Isn't
that
beautiful? Now, the works he did in his Father's name was the 10 precepts, because that's the work we have to do.
That's beautiful.
Yes. My Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. That's the work that God has asked us to do. That's under good works.
Yes.
Anything outside of that is not good works. They bear witness of it. Guess what he went about doing good? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Suffering with the people, loving the people, showing mercy to the people.
Yes.
What?
But ye believe not, because ye are not of my
How
sheep.
How plain is that? So we don't have a problem not being invited to these services, because evidently they don't want to hear what God has got to say.
All right.
And when you want to speak and come and share the good news, they want to know what you're going to say. Give us a synopsis. What's your doctrine? I thought we were supposed to all have the same. They want to know what you're going to say. So you don't contaminate anybody, or more importantly, get them upset. Read.
Yes, Pastor. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
My sheep hear. That's what we say. We ain't got a problem with what the audience look like. If you got an ear to hear, you're going to hear. If you don't, we just journey on.
Yes.
Read.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes.
We have it. Now, I believe the scripture says these commandments are eternal life. We'll get there, but it tells you that. That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
But most of the vision that ones paint is that, well, we're going to spend eternity with God. We are, but it's in a form of 10 precepts as well, because that's who the Father, that's who Jesus is. He's the commandments. We'll get there.
Yes.
But how many believe it? Read.
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my
hand. So that's why we don't get upset, at least I don't. I don't worry about mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, aunt, whoever you are. If you to be saved, the devil ain't going to pluck you out of God's hand. It ain't going to happen. You're going to get here. Can we be patient and wait on God? I ain't got to pray. Don't send me a card saying, pray for my so-and-so. They are a drunkard. They ain't thinking about living for God. My word to you is that if they're the sheep, they cannot be plucked out of God's hand. Just let him alone, and in God's own time, don't you try to help me, because you can't give me mine. The Lord said, no one man come to God except God draw them. Now God can draw them through you, but not by you trying to put up a prayer for them and then ask for it. That's not the way God worked. Read.
My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all.
All right.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
What?
I and my Father.
Now he said, I and my Father are one.
All right.
So who wrote this junk on the side to my Trinity?
All right.
How do you get Trinity and you're supposed to be one? In other words, say, have you received the Holy Ghost? Meaning, have you received God? Same thing. Have you received his word? That's yet the Holy Ghost. Have you received Jesus? The same thing. Does God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost dwell in unclean temple? No, they don't, but they're with you. Same thing. So have you received the Holy Ghost? Yes, I have. I received his word. I got the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I received it.
Yes.
And it's dwelling on the inside.
Beautiful, beautiful, Pastor.
Most of them don't receive it.
No.
The Holy Ghost not just make you do things. The Holy Ghost is a precept. Yes. It's 10 precepts. Yes. It's the same thing, and they're one. Yes. The Father, the Holy Ghost, the Word, they're all one. They're one. Yes. They ain't a Trinity. So what about the Godhead? That's one too. If the Godhead is called plural, it's still one. That's what he's telling you. I and my Father are one.
Yes.
That means it was more than, he was talking about two. But they're one.
Yes.
Otherwise, the same thing.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I believe the scripture now.
Yes.
I and my Father are one.
All right.
If now Jesus goes stand before the Lord before you, that's giving you a carnal example that you can understand. It's one.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what he said. Let's go to Luke. No, let's go to Genesis 2 and 1. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stay with me.
Yes.
Now just follow me through the scripture and believe on me as the scripture is saying.
Yes.
And you'll see who Jesus really is. He's not this picture these carnal-minded preachers and people paint to us as we grew up. So, oh, God is merciful. God, you make one step, he'll make two. I ain't never read that. God loves everybody. He said, I love them that love me. God loves mankind.
Yes, he does.
And he loves those that love, and he have respect unto those that respect unto him. God honors those that honor him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
As he said, paying them that hate him to their face to the third and fourth generation. That's what the scripture says. I believe that. Isn't that beautiful? Genesis 2 and 1, what does it say?
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host
of them. Now listen to what it's saying. The heavens and the earth were finished, all the host of them. You ever seen anybody change the name of the earth?
No.
It's the same since the day it was created, right?
Yes.
What about a lion? Anybody change that name?
No.
You can't change that because he came like the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yes.
Anybody ever change the name of an elephant?
No.
A serpent? Clouds.
No.
So we ain't gonna call them that. Man, they can't change that.
No.
Every animal that Adam named the same today.
Same.
And if it's changed, it just sounds like it's changed because of a different language, same, but it means the same thing.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
All the host of them.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made.
Mm-hmm.
And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made.
So all the host being. That rest day is there, can't change. Because he said it was finished. The host of our time here is a day of rest. That's part of the host. You got a day to rest. And it's the seventh day. Not any day you pick. It's the seventh day. Because that's the day he chose. You can't change that. I believe he said, my Father gave me a commandment. Now, if God did that, and Jesus, he said, I and my Father one, how could he change it? They both with the same mind. How did that change like that? Or you come along and say, well, I'm of God. God said, we're going to recognize the day he rose. Well, that's a lie too. Because he honored his Father's day. He was resting on the seventh day from all of his works which he had finished. Because he said, it's finished.
Yes.
So when he said it's finished, he was resting on the seventh day.
Beautiful.
And sometime after the Sabbath, before the fourth night came around, he got up.
Yes.
Just like we can go about doing things after the Sabbath of our own.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And we ain't got to watch the clock to do it.
Right.
It's the spirit of what God is talking about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to, read a little further. And what?
And God blessed the seventh day.
Do you know anything about the first day of the week being blessed?
No.
Say, well, the Son blessed the world. Can't anybody bless this but the Father. He hallowed and finished it. He blessed the seventh day. What?
And sanctified.
Wait, he sanctified. Anybody know about the first day of the week being sanctified as the rest day? I don't think so.
All right. No.
What?
Because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made.
Which Jesus had created and made.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Which the Word created and made.
All right.
Which the commandment created and made.
Yes.
Which the Holy Ghost created and made.
Right.
How are you going to change it? Let's go to Mark 2 and 27. If you believe on the Lord as the scripture, you won't get caught up in this carnal vision they paint you and work with your carnal feelings. Because God is not about feelings. It's about action. Isn't that beautiful? Not how you feel. Mark 2 and 27, what did it say?
And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man.
I believe it was back in the creation. We just saw it, didn't we?
Yes.
When did it change?
Yes.
God didn't make man and make up a Sabbath. That Sabbath that was made for a man
yes.
to rest on.
Yes.
Now, so we're going to recognize the day the sun rose, because the sun didn't recognize that day either. It was made for man. That's what the Lord said, what?
Right. And not man for the Sabbath.
And not man for the Sabbath. God didn't make man to rest on the Sabbath. Man, God made man to work,
yes.
not to rest.
Right.
But he made a rest day because of the work we do.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now they say, well, you know, the Sabbath, Jews kept the Sabbath because they broke it. These potentates today, these ministers, got the same mind as scribes and Pharisees. They're not reading properly what the scripture is saying because they didn't break the Sabbath. And he didn't teach them to break the Sabbath. Read the 20, Mark 2 mm-hmm. and 23. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day. And his disciples began, as they went, to pluck the ears of corn.
They were plucking the ears of corn because they were working with the master.
Right.
They had a work to do.
Yes.
Wherever they were going, they had work. They were hungry.
Yes.
God understand those things. God's not an ogre. You're going to bless somebody and say, no, you can't take your bread. How foolish is that?
Right.
You ain't walked in 20 years, and God bless you to walk. You say, can't carry that Sabbath now. Take care of that. Lay on that thing until the Sabbath's over with. How foolish is that? God chose to bless you. This is the kind of people you're dealing with. And it's the same thing with these so-called ministers that they don't know God. They don't have the spirit of the law. How can you have the spirit of the law if you say the law is done away with? How can you have the spirit of the commandments of God's word if you're saying, oh, that was done away with? But what you preaching then? Read.
Yes, Lord. And the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?
But it was lawful. And he showed them where it was.
Yes.
So he didn't break the Sabbath.
No, he didn't.
He was like, oh, Sabbath day, and then just disregard this. He didn't do that. What did he say?
And he said unto them, have ye never read what David did
mm-hmm.
when he had need and
so
was
other words,
in hunger?
We got a need. My disciples have a need of this corn. We're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
He never tell them we've been up all night. He never tell them that, but otherwise they got a need.
Yes.
And he's directing mm-hmm. how they conduct themselves on the Sabbath in spirit.
Yes.
Have you never read about David? What?
Yes.
When he had need.
When he had need and wasn't hungered, he and they that were with him.
What?
How he went into the house of God in the days of
Abiathar, the high priest.
The high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful.
It wasn't lawful to eat that, but wait a minute. It was lawful to eat on the Sabbath if it was a need.
Yes.
They just didn't know it.
Right.
But he's saying, speaking about law,
yes.
it wasn't lawful to eat the showbread, but they did because they had a need and God understood it.
Yes.
That's what he's telling them. In other words, they're not breaking the Sabbath. We're not breaking it. What did he say?
Which is not lawful to eat but for the priest, and gave also to them which were with him.
What?
And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath.
What?
Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also.
In other words, God's anointed is Lord of how you conduct the Sabbath. Because it's God working. Isn't that beautiful? They didn't understand that. They were all about letter. And they had no vision of the Spirit. And on top of that, who made that law? You can't carry your bed on the Sabbath.
Right.
That was bylaws they made up. That wasn't according to the scripture. Let's go to Daniel.
Daniel, yes.
Now let's go to Luke 24 and 25. I want to read that. Thank God for the scripture. Now don't get upset with me. So why is he always angry? I'm not angry. I'm just fervent about what I'm reading. And if you're fervent about implementing what you're reading, people have a problem with that. No. We want to follow the scripture and follow the Lord through the scripture. That's how you see him. Isn't that beautiful? Luke 24 and 25. What does it say?
Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
All that the prophets have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
We can yet believe it today. If you want to see him, that's how you see him.
Yes.
So he's already come. You still got to see him.
Yes.
He was amongst his own. They couldn't see and realize who he was because they didn't believe the prophets. That's why he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. They killed everything they brought. Pushed it down, like most people today, because they don't have no understanding. And all God is saying, follow me through the scripture. Believe on me as the scripture is saying, not what somebody's telling you. And it don't speak what the scripture is saying.
Right.
Let's go to Daniel 9 and 21. Believe on me as the scripture is saying, mm-hmm. and not what somebody is telling. Well, we got a new vision now.
Mm-hmm.
9
and 21.
And 21.
Yes. Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation.
Evening oblation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because they were making oblation. That means it was sacrificial time.
Yes.
And Daniel had a vision. That was the man Gabriel. That was the informer.
Yes.
The messenger of God.
The messenger. Read. Yes, Pastor. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel. I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
Same thing. If you don't get skill and understanding of God's word today, it's because you don't believe what the scripture is saying. And more than likely, they're not bringing you the scripture. They're bringing you their thoughts from some manuscript of what they've been told by the forefathers.
Yes. Read. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth.
What are you talking about? At the beginning of the supplication, the word came forth. Yeah. That's who God is. At the beginning of the supplication, God came forth. Because the commandment is God. That's who the Lord is. He's the commandment. Let me know. Came forth. At the beginning of the supplication. What?
The commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee.
Because the word is coming forth, the commandment came forth, but somebody can give you understanding of who it is and what it's saying. What?
For thou art greatly beloved.
What?
Therefore understand the matter and consider.
It's the vision.
That's beautiful.
I'm telling everybody to hear my voice right now. The commandment is Jesus. It is the word. It's the Holy Ghost. If you receive it, you're receiving the Holy Ghost. You may not speak in tongues. For what? What you going to speak in tongues for if there's nothing, if everybody understands what you're speaking? What you going to speak in tongues for? What's the point in that? To you jabba-jabba something that God can tell you in English. That ain't nothing. What is that?
All right, Pastor.
God don't act unseemly. That's silly.
That's chaos. Yes.
You tell your child that he came in the house speaking something, say, what you speaking? I'm speaking Spanish. Ain't nobody here speak Spanish. Talk to me in English. But I just learned Spanish. Well, that's fine, but wait till you're around somebody that can speak Spanish. Talk to me in English. And they say a few words you understand, basuras and whatever.
All right, Pastor.
What'd you say? Because you know what that means, trash.
Yes, Pastor.
Right? You trashing me?
All right.
Read.
Go ahead, Pastor. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city to finish.
The holy city was the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
70 weeks were determined what?
To finish the transgression and to make an end of sins.
What?
And to make reconciliation for iniquity.
What?
And to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy.
We're talking about the Lord. He was the most holy.
That's beautiful.
Bringing in everlasting righteousness. Because he became a priest after the order of Melchizedek. But righteousness have always been here. Because God is righteousness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read 27th verse. What does it say?
27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week.
1 week.
Yes.
He's going to confirm the covenant with many.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what he did in his last days, his last week here. What?
And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease.
In other words, all the sacrifices ended in the midst of the week because he was that sacrificial lamb. So I don't know where they get Good Friday, because Good Friday must have been on the midst of the week. Friday must have been called on what we call Wednesday. It was the midst of the week. So they must have called Friday then Wednesday. Wednesday, Friday. And maybe Friday was called Wednesday. But we do know one thing, it was the midst of the week. And they had many Sabbath days. They were preparing for the Sabbath, but not the Sabbath of the Lord, not the Sabbath and the commandment. It was just another holiday, another rest day.
Yes.
Preparing for the Sabbath. They weren't talking about preparing for God's holy Sabbath day, because that's preparation on the sixth day.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
I believe the scripture. He was cut off in the midst of the week. He got 3 days either side. That would mean what we call Wednesday. Whatever you call it, it was the fourth day. Come on, Deacon Franny. Come on.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us, area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.